From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a high near 46 degrees. There'll be north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 30. I'll run down the weather for the week in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that State Senator Cecilia Kacik has been appointed to the Legislature Committee on Rural Resources. The first-time senator said as a member of the commission she will advocate for legislation to stimulate rural economies and create jobs. She will join four other senators and five assembly members on the panel. In a written statement, Kacik said she was excited for the opportunity to address the challenges residents of rural regions face statewide, including the lack of broadband, inadequate access to health care and jobs, and school and aid formulas that shortchange rural schools. Kacik campaigned heavily on fighting for a fair share for rural New Yorkers. She owns and lives on a sheep farm in Duanesburg and is the only farmer currently serving in the state Senate. In her new role on the commission, Kacik will engage residents, small business owners, local officials, rural school administrators, and other stakeholders to analyze state laws and program and develop better legislation. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. It looks like the Blue Seal Feeds and Needs store will be closing its doors. Carrie Allen reports into Chatham Courier. Blue Seals opened as a dairy feed mill in the village in 1967, growing to offer a full variety of animal products. The store is owned by the Iowa-based company Kent Nutrition Group, Incorporated. Chatham store's interim manager said multiple factors led to the closing, including personnel turnover and financial concerns. Blue Seal employed three people, two full and one part-time. At least one of those employees has accepted a position at the Chatham Agway, which will now offer Blue Seal products for sale. You'll find that full story in the Chatham Courier. Finally, there's good news for hunters and anglers in New York State, as the state is set to streamline rules for hunting and fishing licenses. Rick Carlin reports into Capital Confidential that regulations for hunting and fishing licenses have been streamlined. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the legislature have agreed to simplify the process, hoping to bolster tourism by attracting outside money to the state and keeping New York money in New York. Among the changes, the state will reduce the number of license and types while maintaining current privileges, eliminate various combination licenses, reduce licensing fees, and change the license year to begin on September the 1st. The proposal would be effective on February 1st, 2014. That full story is in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. So the weather outside is partly sunny today, but we'll have cloudy weather right through to Friday. The National Weather Service is predicting partly sunny weather for today with a high near 46. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Then comes the clouds on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 48. Wednesday night, a chance of rain showers with a low around 29. On Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 11 a.m. with a high near 50 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. But the sun comes out for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 50. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. And Easter Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News and Weather Report for this day, March the 26th, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.